Welcome to Discover Film. I am your host, Jeff Howard, and today we've got another DF4Q episode. What's DF4Q? That's Discover Film 4 Questions, which are favorite film of all time, an underrated film, an overrated film, and a hidden gem you think people should seek out. Today's DF4Q is going to be from Ryan Barton Grimley. You can check out his feature film, Repatriation, on Amazon Prime right now. Okay, here's Ryan's answers for the DF4Q.
I was thinking about this, I think, right now. My favorites are Goonies, Die Hard, and this film called Lehane, which was made by Matthew Kasovitz. It's a French movie that won Cannes. It's black and white, and it's about I think it's so.
Is it from a while ago?
It's probably from the late 90s, early 2000s, and Vincent Cassel is the lead in it, and he plays a French teen who is friends with some Muslim French teens, and he starts going the way of like a skinhead, and it's during some riots in these tenements in with a bunch of different Muslim kids who are being pinned for some crime. And there's just, it's just really relevant now, probably even more than it was then. And it's shot in black and white, and it is such a daring modern film. It made me feel like a grittier version of like La Dolce Vita, or just that first like very modern European kind of.
That sounds.
It's very cool. I love Goonies just because the kids are adventurous.
Did you see, you saw it as a kid? Or?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I did. I love it. And
actually, I didn't get to, well, I guess I got your history, but yeah, you didn't name like movies that inspired you as a kid, but now we know Goonies inspired you as a kid.
Yeah, definitely inspired me as a kid. The original Magnificent Seven inspired me. And of course, Die Hard. I just love Die Hard. That kind of archetypal hero.
In a lot of ways, Die Hard's the perfect script, the
wisecracking,
and perfectly made film, perfect story structure.
Yeah.
Everything about Die Hard is good.
It's good. It's damn good.
The only problem with Die Hard is it launched 1,000 ships of Die Hard out of this, a Die Hard out of that.
Yes.
All the imitators. But you can't blame it that it was imitated.
Yeah. I mean, it's just because it's so successful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
And I can see Nakatomi Tower from the corner of my street, which is just hilarious to me because
it reminds you of it all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
I know every time I drive down Olympic and there it is.
There it is. It's so weird.
Well, the second one is a movie you think is underrated. So it's something that it's been out there and you don't think it gets the praise it deserves.
I would have to go with Raising Arizona on that. I think people always talk about the Coen brothers now, and when they think of the Coen brothers, comedically, they think of the Big Lebowski. But I think, I think definitely Raising Arizona. And there was this other 80s movie called 3 o'clock High.
Oh, that's such a great film.
Dude, that movie is awesome. And stylistically,
Casey Shamasko is the lead. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it just has this really visceral kind of punchy style, filmic comedic style, which a lot of modern comedy filmmakers do not use the camera to emphasize comedy. What they do is they just roll wide and they let the actors improvise, which is just so super boring.
No, that's a great movie.
Yeah.
3 o'clock High is a great movie.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, that guy, that was like a Spielberg production. I think
Spielberg
like found that director and like nurtured him a little.
Yeah. I don't know what happened.
I forget who he is and I don't know what he did. Maybe he's like some huge guy. I don't know.
Yeah, and Raising Arizona, man, like that huge, huge style touchstone for Hawk and Red Vampire Slayers.
Oh, yeah, excellent.
Like, and musically as well, too, with like the kind of like urban hillbilly yodeling and shit. It's just so funny. It's just hilarious.
I mean, I could not
I totally understand where you're coming from, saying Raising Arizona is underrated. I mean, for me, I think it's one of the best ever. Yeah. But you're right. The Coen brothers, like, I'm a with one filmmaker who was in here, I said, all right, well, why don't you just name your favorite Coen brothers movie? Like, rank the Coen.
Yeah.
Because, like, I think Miller's Crossing doesn't get what it deserves.
Agreed.
You know, because everyone thinks, like, you know, No Country and Fargo, which are good movies.
Yeah.
But I'm like,
but they're late. They're, like, late in the game.
And I think in a lot of ways they're not as good.
Yeah.
I mean, they're good. But Raising Arizona, I mean, obviously I love
Big Raising Lebowski. Arizona's quirkier.
Like, Raising Arizona is so funny, but it's so dramatic. It's so such a good story.
And Cage is awesome in it. He's fucking great.
Everybody's so good at it. In fact, I just heard an interview with John Goodman.
Oh, yeah.
Like that was really early for him.
Very early with him.
They pulled him out of nowhere.
Amazing.
So good.
Oh, I love that
Such
actor.
A great movie.
God, I love that actor. That dude is the man.
Well, here, the next one is that a movie you think is overrated. So
Yeah. So I think a very overrated movie right now is the Wolverine movie. I think I was watching it, and I was like, wait a second. Jeff Nichols made a movie 2 years ago, and this is almost the exact same movie. And I was like, Midnight Special and Wolverine are the same movie. And Midnight Special is the indie version of it. And I love that fucking movie also. I should have put that was a top five for me. I can watch that movie over and over again.
Oh, geez. If I made a top five.
That's brutal. Right. So, but I feel like, in the world of Captain America, it's definitely grittier Wolverine, but everybody's saying it's like best picture. My runner-up on that, I think, is Get Out. I'm a big horror fan, and I got to be honest, like it's a very funny movie, and it definitely handles the subject matter with pertinence, for sure. But as if it had been a regular run-of-the-mill horror movie with the same plot, I don't think it would have gotten the same push.
Both Wolverine and Get Out have been named by other filmmakers as they're overrated.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually haven't watched Get Out. I have to watch Get Out.
But it's effective. But again, it's very effective.
Part of the problem is it's when you say it's overrated, you're not saying it's bad.
I'm not saying it's bad.
You're saying people went over
the top. Well, people are saying it should be up for Best Picture. That's like saying The Matrix should be. It's weird.
Yeah.
Like, it's a good movie, but I don't know.
No, I feel the same. I felt the same way last year about Hell or High Water. I thought it's a good little movie.
Yes.
Good little movie.
Good performances.
Good little bank robbery. Clever bank robbery.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jeff Bridges walks through it a little, but he's good. And the Captain Kirk is good.
Captain Kirk's good.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
But was that a Best Picture nominee? Not to me.
I mean, I go back to the world of indie films like Boys Don't Cry and Monster. And, you know, when people were making American Psycho and Buffalo 66 and, like, all of these awesome movies, during the heyday of American indie film in the 90s. And I'm like, I mean, these films don't hold a candle.
Yeah, they're just good.
Yeah.
But I guess maybe it's a sign of how shitty Hollywood product is today that a good movie ends up in the top 9 nominations.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's too bad.
It is weird.
Because there was I forget what else was nominated, but it was a rough year.
It was a brutal year.
Well, hey, and the last one is the hidden gem, so a lesser known movie you want people to seek out.
Yeah, hidden gem.
Which could have been The Hang, but
White Ribbon by Michael Haneke. That movie, wow. I mean, you know, I have a lot of family that were in Europe during World War II. And growing up in Zimbabwe, a lot of, there were a lot of this older generation I was around because of my grandparents who were all, you know, basically refugees from Europe who were restarting their lives in Africa. So I was around a lot of people who spoke about that time and also the time leading up to it, you know, basically from the turn of the century through the crash and the depression
Right. And seeing...
Right, so pre-World War One, yes, through two World Wars.
Yeah, and this White Ribbon is about these children in Germany, in a province in Germany, pre-World War One, and it's about, like, the draft, them watching the draft happen and being aware that a war may happen, pre-World War One, and seeing... And he kind of, in a very indirect way, you know, starts to show the pressure of society on these children and how that might have led to a more callous kind of society that might have been more okay with weird stuff happening, you know, that led to fascism and what have you. And it's he also denies all that, which I feel is so great about him, that he just will just be like, nope, it's not about that. Even though it so clearly seems to be. And he likes to be mysterious as a filmmaker, and I get it. But the movie is shot beautifully. It's paced in this very bizarre, creepy way. He deals with children in a way that's very real and kind of in your face. And also subtle at the same time. It's really good.
And what country is it based in? Is it based
It's based in Germany.
Is it in German? Or?
It is. Yeah. It won Cannes. I mean, it won the Palme d'Or, and it got released here and kind of just went away.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I got to tell you, when I hear DF4Q like Ryan's, after seeing two feature films that he's involved in, they're both on Amazon Prime, that's Repatriation and Elijah's Ashes, you can totally see how his favorite films influence his work. And I'm looking forward to seeing more of it. All right, well, let's wrap up with the info. You can go to discoverfilm.net to get links to Repatriation and other things Ryan has done. There's also all the other podcasts there, including a lot of the great shorts by the filmmakers who've done podcasts, and links to the feature films that a lot of podcast interviewees have made. At discoverfilm.net, you can learn about some cool film festivals. You can learn a little bit about me, and I think that takes care of it. Thanks for listening.